This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dean Clancy of FreedomWorks, one of the organizations actively involved in the Tea Party movement and one of the organizations very concerned about the bill being pushed right now by Republican House Speaker John Boehner. And Dean joins me now to talk about some of the main reasons why FreedomWorks believes this is the wrong idea for conservatives to get behind. Dean, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, the explanation coming from House Speaker John Boehner is simply that cut, cap, and balance didn't work in the Senate. They've asked for a compromise, and this is the best compromise that that he can put forward with a chance of actually becoming enacted. Clearly, FreedomWorks doesn't see this as a good explanation, but what do you make of that logic?
Well, we disagree respectfully with Speaker Boehner, a man who we think is trying to do the right thing, but we think that basically he is leading Republicans down a path of negotiating with themselves. The Senate Democrats have never passed a bill to deal with the debt ceiling problem. The Republicans in the House have passed not one but two bills that would address our spending problems. They passed the Ryan budget, and then they passed something called the Cut, Cap, Balance Act. And Speaker Boehner, we think, is mistaken when he says that the Cut, Cap, Balance Act is dead in the Senate. It's true that Harry Reid tabled that bill by a vote of 51 to 46, but parliamentarily that doesn't make the bill dead. It just means that it's been put on pause. And we're curious why Speaker Boehner is pushing ahead with this third bill. We call it the Boehner Debt and Tax Hike Plan because it includes tax hikes, which we think are unnecessary. Why is he pushing forward with this when we know that it too will be tabled by the Democrats in the Senate? They sent him a letter yesterday saying, and it was all of the Senate Democrats, 53 of them, a majority. They said, we're not going to vote for this bill, Mr. Boehner. So why he is pressing all of his Republicans in the House to get behind this alleged compromise that we know is, you know, just as, quote, dead, unquote, as the Cut, Cap, Balance Act, which they passed last week, we just don't get it.
Let's talk about what you call tax hikes here. Your main concern is with this super congressional panel here made up of both chambers, the six members of each party. You believe that that commission, which will be tasked with trying to find further ways to reduce our debt and deficit, will ultimately, almost assuredly, as you put it, come forward with tax increases that will be put before the Congress, and they will be highly pressured to vote for them. Why do you basically assume that tax hikes will be the result of that commission?
The Super Committee, I think its a formal name is the the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, will be, in our opinion, just another Washington commission that will lead to tax hikes for two reasons. One, there's a long history. This will be the 18th such commission in the past 30 years, and they've all consistently come out with some tax hikes. And this one is, I think, especially prone to do so because of its structure. There will be 12 members, three each, appointed by each of the four top leaders. So that's Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and John Boehner. Each will get three appointees to the super committee. People might think, well, that's six and six in terms of Republican-Democrat, but we don't believe that Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader, will appoint three senators to that committee who will be guaranteed to oppose tax hikes. He might appoint one, somebody like Jim DeMint of South Carolina or Rand Paul of Kentucky or Mike Lee of Utah. Those are solid Tea Party senators who would never support tax hikes. But he's sure to appoint some more establishment Republican. That means that with the six Democrats, there's going to be at least one Republican. That's seven votes, a majority. So we're convinced that the super committee is a tax hike, and it will happen next year in the middle of an election year. We think it's unnecessary to deal with the debt ceiling and is a mistake.
We're talking with Dean Clancy of FreedomWorks. And, Dean, you said that it was very clear from the letter sent by Senate Democrats that the Boehner plan is dead. What makes you believe that if there wasn't a Boehner plan, that the cut, cap, balance plan would be resurrected in any meaningful way in the Senate, given what we've already seen?
Well, here's what I think should happen and can happen. It's time for the Senate Democrats to pass a plan. I mentioned that the House has passed two with no response except to say no. You know, in a negotiation, when you put your plan on the table, your offer, you be quiet and you wait and you listen to what the other person says. You don't offer an immediate concession or fallback. Well, the Democrats have said no, so and they passed two bills, as I said. It's time to stop and make them put an offer on the table. And when that happens, then the House can respond with the Cut, Cap, Balance Act text and amend the Senate bill, send it back to the Senate, and then have a real normal legislative negotiation. Until the Democrats get off of no, it's a mistake for House Republicans to keep offering compromises and concessions.
There's been a pretty fierce fight among Republicans and even conservatives over the past couple of days over the Boehner plan. A lot of House Republicans initially were blanching at the idea. Now it seems more and more are coming on board, at least if the reports out of Capitol Hill are to be believed. Does that make you disappointed in a lot of these freshmen who have aligned themselves with the Tea Party, or is this just an honest disagreement in a difficult situation? How do you guys look at this?
What we're seeing is that even some really good, strong Tea Party-backed freshman Republican like Alan West of Florida, Renee Elmers of North Carolina, and others, people that we absolutely love and support, they have come under enormous pressure from Speaker Boehner and the House Republican leadership to take one for the team. And they are basically being told the speakership is at stake, the majority is at stake. You know, basically, it's all on the line. You guys have to get your derrieres in line behind Boehner and support this, even if it violates your principles. And from talking with a number of these folks, we get the sense that they really don't want to vote for the Boehner plan, but they feel enormous pressure to do so under the current conditions. And we completely understand that. But our feeling is the Boehner plan is dead in the Senate anyway. Why would we risk why go forward with this compromise when we've already got a position, cut, cap, balance? Stand by that. Stand by principles. Two-thirds of the American people in recent polls have said we like the cut, cap, balance concept. And so why not go with that where public opinion is and stick with your principles?
Well, we'll see exactly how this plays out this evening. It's still anybody's guess as to whether the speaker will actually find the votes. Dean, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Dean Clancy of FreedomWorks, one of the organizations playing a very active role in the formation and continuing of the Tea Party. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.